Kandahar, a city in Afghanistan, 100% Muslims, well known as the birthplace of Taliban. A missionary was kidnapped in 2018, and then all missionaries left the province. Even not a single Christian could be found there. May I have my presentation? So in July 2017, I and my wife arrived in Kandahar. Once we arrived, a man invited me for tea time with his friends. I got into his car, but he didn't. He got in after carefully checking around the car, underneath and all checking. And he jumped into the car and he was very frustrated and said to me, "Why did you get into the car so quick? We have to make sure there's no bomb attached. This is Afghanistan. We are in war." And then I said, "You better to tell me first." And then he said, "You should be very careful." So the tension is very high. And then we went to a house out of the town. There were about 20 men sitting on the floor preparing the tea. And I noticed every man had a gun with them. Some is short, big, automatic, semi-automatic. So a man proudly told me they are the family of Hotak. And I say, "Who is Hotak?" They were upset because I didn't know who is Hotak. "Do you know Hotak?" "No." And then he said, "This guy, Omar Mullah Hotak. Do you know him?" "Oh, yes, I know him. He's the founder of Taliban." "Ah, there, we are the same family. He's our cousin." So I finally realized I'm in a tea time with the family of the founder of Taliban. Okay, and then, so they are preparing tea, and then they offer me a tea. The tea touched my lips, and then a man say, "What is your faith?" And I hesitate for a few seconds because I didn't realize it was my last day of my life if I say I'm a Christian. So I say, "Excuse me." And then he said loudly, "What is your faith?" Then all the 20 men look at me, and then I say, "I am a Christian." And then one of the guys say, "You are from China. Why don't you a Buddhist or an atheist?" And even one guy used this something to me. And then, no, I was an atheist, and now I become a Christian. And they say, "What happened?" And then I told my story is when I was young, I read an article about the black hole written by Stephen Hawking. They said, "Oh, Stephen Hawking, we know." Yeah, they are well educated. And then I start to believe there's no God, no judgment. And there's no meaning of life. So when I was 12, my mother died by cancer. And then when I was 15, I say, "Why should I go through all the sufferings and the problems?" And then I died in pain, like my mother. So when I was 15, I killed myself. I tried to kill myself. And then people put me in the hospital, Gonghua Hospital. I still remember I was a very upset little boy, and even I tried to kill myself again in the hospital. I tried something sharp to cut my neck, and then a nurse came to tie me up, and by the restrainer or apron, something like this, I couldn't move. I couldn't move, even my head. And then an old lady came to the hospital and started to want to share gospel with me. But the nurse came by and said, "Don't talk to this boy. He was very unstable." And then the old lady went away. And she looked at me. I still remember her face with passion, love, mercy, and then she left. And then suddenly a gentle voice came to my mind. "There's a God. There's judgment after death." call on Jesus. I said, no, Jesus, no, God. And then this gentle voice, now I know it's Holy Spirit, came to me again and again. And finally, I cry out in the hospital. I say, Jesus, save me. And then back to the Taliban family, and one man said, stop. And then I say, okay, die, no problem. Kill me, shoot my head, not my body, because I want quick death. And then the guy said, your story is very impressive. We haven't heard this story. May we smoke? Oh, you want to smoke? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. So they start to smoke. Yeah, and then even offer me a hashish, something like this. 水煙,你们讲, very big one. And then I thought they tried to distract me not to say something about Jesus. And then after they start to smoke, and then the guy said, what happened next? Okay, great. And then I share my whole story. My whole story, even my calling to Afghanistan, why I'm here. And then one guy said, today, you are living with me. We are so impressed by your courage. So I tell you, if you want to share gospel with Muslim, no fear. Because they are very sensitive of your fear. Your fear of death, they will say, your Jesus is not real because you have fear of death. So, and then he told me to his house, and then he said, I couldn't sleep for many, many days, many, many years. I said, why? Because he has three supermarkets, and so afraid about the suicide bombing and the Talibans. And I said, you are Taliban. No, the Taliban from Pakistan, from other area. So he was very upset and also anxiety, couldn't sleep. And then I put my hand on his shoulder. I still remember. I pray for you. And then he stepped back. I think this is his first time someone, a Christian, pray for him. And then I pray for him, and in Jesus' name, I said, God, give him a good sleep. The next morning, do you know what happened? He slept very well. And then we become a neighbors next to him. And then my wife used to go there to show Jesus for him with his family. And then after a month, and then I got a call from the capital. And my friend said, where are you now? I said, in Kandahar. You are in the kidnapping list of Taliban. You should go now. Don't call me again. Don't say you know me. He is a Christian, huh? He's a missionary. Anyway, and then he hand up the phone, and then I call my wife, and then I said, we are now in the kidnapping list of Taliban. Shall we go back to Hong Kong? If you are there, you will go back? You will live? Who will stay? Who will go? So you go only. So the rest will stay, okay? I'm so impressed by this congregation. So, and then God spoke to me. If you go back to Hong Kong, I bless you. But if you stay, you will see my glory. I still remember this 8 years ago, God spoke to us. And then a verse came to my mind. Sorry, can I have my leg slide? I have other sheep that are not of this flow. I must bring them also. I must bring them also. So, shall we read again together? Let us read together. Okay, let's go. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also. I must bring them also. In this passage, there are two characters. One is the good shepherd. The other one is the is the hired hand who flees whenever dangers come. I wonder when he hears this hired hand, hears the good shepherd say, I must bring the other sheep to come. It means the good shepherd will leave. And then the hired hand will say, okay, why should you do this? You have already had this flow. Why should you care the other sheep? Here are many sheep you need. They need your care because they fight each other sometimes. They argue with each other. You should be here. Why you should take risk? Because if you go other place to find the sheep, it's very dangerous. Plenty of time searching the other sheep and pay a high cost, even your life, right? We hear some voices in the church. Why should we do cross-cultural missions? We have a lot of non-Christian in this community. Why should we go to the Muslims? Why we should go to the people from other country? One of my elders, my home church in Hong Kong, and he said, missionary is a luxury decoration of a church. Have you heard this before? But the shepherd didn't say, I may bring them if it is convenient. I may go when the time is ready. I will probably go when the hired hand does his job. When the time is easy, I go, no, no, no. Again, the shepherd say, I must. No compromising. No hesitation. No reserve. Okay, let me explain this into four words. Must. M, a mandate. Go make disciples of all nations. Do you know that? This is a command, not an option. Even not a calling. It's a command. In Greek, we say this is an imperative. There's only this imperative in Greek. Not go, make disciples of my nation, right? Of the nation. No, the nations. Not only my people, but all people. So this is a command, not an option. So when you see people, even in the church outside, a command come to my mind from Jesus. Okay, I should make you a disciple of Jesus. I should make you disciple of Jesus. When you go out, you see a Pakistani, you see an Indonesian, I must make you as a disciple of Jesus. This is a command. You cannot say, okay, let's do it later. No, no, no. Command. The other one, you, urgency. In this chapter, John 10, the good shepherd, Jesus said, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. Perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. If the good shepherd didn't go, they will perish in the eternal fire. Do you know what happened? Internal fire, it means internally separated from our Father God in the darkness. This is serious. This is important. So, you know Robert Morrison, the first missionary in China, to China. And then before he went, he said, I wish I could persuade you, a friend, to accompany me, take into account the 350 million souls in China who have not the means of knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. 200 years ago, Robert, he saw this vision. He saw the need of Chinese, 350 million souls. He see the souls, not only a human with a soul, with no means to know Jesus. So he must go. When he first arrived in Macau, the East Indian Company checked this passenger. Oh, you are Robert Morrison. You are from England. Your job is missionary. And that guy looked at Robert Morrison, 25 years old, a white young man from England. And then he said, do you believe you can change this Chinese who worshiped the idol for more than 5,000 years. In Cantonese, it means Han Dilele. Robert Morrison said, I can't, but I expect God will. And he settled down in China, translate the Bible in Chinese. S are so quick. Yeah, it's a good news. I'm not overrun this sermon. S, search, search. Okay, now we have more than 8 billion people living in the world. Protestant, we are Protestant, right? 1 billion. Hindus, more than us, 1.1 billion. Muslim, 2 billion, more than that. 2 billion. How many Muslims living here in Hong Kong? I think it's more than 400,000. Yeah. And the Muslim leader told me 500,000. 500,000. And 80% Muslim haven't heard the gospel. 80% Muslims. So when I was young, about 24, 25 years old, I prayed to God, send me to some area, the least unreached, the fewest missionary, the most leader. Send me there. I pray, but where should I pray? What country should I go? So I look up this book, Operation World. So I pick up 3 countries, Afghanistan, Mauritania, Iran. So Pastor Jeffrey was right. I was in Africa, but not 24 years. Huh? So 24 years ago, I was sent by church. And Mauritania in West Africa, and also I spent some years in Western Sahara because I was kicked out from Mauritania because I was sharing the gospel. So this is some pictures when we were in Africa. So you know this tent? Yeah. This tent is very hot. It's 67 degrees Celsius. 67. And then I also, I need to learn. First, I need to improve my English. And then I need to learn French. And then I need to learn Arabic. And then I see some mainland Chinese, I need to speak Mandarin. And the team meeting, I need to speak English. When I go home, I speak Cantonese with my wife. So I was so confused. I'm not a very gifted language learner. And then one day, a man came to me, and I want to say, wait a moment. I was so confused. I didn't know how to say it. And then I say, chotto matte kudasai. So confused. So I pick up my Japanese. Okay? Japanese, chotto matte. So it's very confusing. It's very tiring. But God is so merciful, and we are able to reach out to some people. They haven't ever seen a foreigner in their whole life. So some young boys, some young children, they cried because they see me so white. I'm not very white, but for them, you see, they are, oh, you're a ghost. And then the parents say, no, they are not ghost, they're Chinese, okay? Okay, then we can share the gospel with them. They know, oh, it's Jesus. They don't know. And then some years ago, we pray, and then God sent us to Afghanistan. Afghanistan. This is Afghanistan. So many, many stories I want to tell you, but the time is not allowing me to do. But we are able to do some business and able to teach English in some private school. So, you know, they are... They want to make trading with Chinese. So in the private English school, so they have all the pictures of Ma Wan. You know, the owner, the founder of Alibaba. So Ma Wan also, who is the name, English name of Ma Wan? Jack Ma. And you know, Jack Ma was an English teacher. So they, wow, so excited. Finally, we see a Chinese. So we can share the gospel with them, yeah, because it's very open-minded, they want to know more. And then from 24 this year, so the first country I pray, and then God sent us to Iran. Iran, yeah. So show you our video. Sorry, in Cantonese. Can you put some sound on it? Okay, do it again, okay? Okay.
400年歷史的波斯33孔橋.
He's 400 years old. He's rich. He's Farhan.
Farhan. 係嘛？ 好開心。 一來到， 有人送蘋果給他吃。 咁啊， 方慰問打成一片。
So they are very hospitable. Even we pass by, they say, come, 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 where you come from? Oh, we are from Hong Kong, China. They are very happy. Welcome us, and even we can sit down and drink tea, eat apples. And they are very curious why Chinese come to their country. This is Tahran Museum. So the background is some of the stone of the Persian king, something like this. And the young people, they are, wow, where you come from? They start to talk. And even they stop us to ask us, what is our religion? And these two young men even came to me and asked me, what happened to you? From an atheist to a Christian. They don't argue. They didn't. Yeah, it's very open mind, very young people. But the problem is, I'm too old for them. When they ask me my age, I say I'm 56 years old. And then they say, oh, you're 56 years old, even older than my father. So can some people younger than me can go Iran? We have 21-day free visa for Hong Kong Tsar's passport. You don't need a visa. You just say, I'm Hong Kong. 21 day, they will let you go, okay? Okay, young people to go to teach English, Chinese, whatever. Okay, tea. Today. Okay, I show you this. This is a Muslim leader in Hong Kong. He's this guy from Egypt. He has a vision. It's everyone remains united to support the aim of conveying the message of Islam to the people of Hong Kong and beyond. You know, the Muslim, they have a purpose. They have a target to reach out everyone in Hong Kong. You are their target. Everyone. They just not just saying, they did some work, they are doing some work, okay? If you go to Jim Sanju today, maybe they go out to share Islam. They say, I love Jesus because I'm Muslim. But actually, their Jesus is not Jesus from the Bible, from the history. The Jesus is Isa. Isa didn't die on the cross. Isa is not the son of God. Isa is the son of Maryam. And then they even share the gospel, Islam to young people. You know, these two young boys is almost three boys, and I can tell you your children, your grandchildren, they are reached by Muslims. This guy is one of the teacher. He was a teacher in a Christian school in Tuen Mun, Saint Simon School in Tuen Mun, V City, next to V City. So I talked to these guys. He said, I'm from Pakistan. And then I heard lots of story about him, because some Christian parents say in the classroom, he taught Islam. Outside the classroom, taught Islam. Yeah. He is so driven to share Islamic message to the students. Not only young boys, but only in the university. This is Hong Kong U. Hong Kong U. They do the Islamic outreach. They have the association called Muslim Student Association, MSA. Are you some Hong Kong U student here? Have you heard this? Yeah, I met a Hong Kong U student, a brother, yesterday. They said they will pass, they will give out Qurans to the people in university. So this is very common now in Hong Kong, even other cities in the world. In the universities, Muslims are organized and equipped and reach out uni students. So how we can respond. How we can respond in a way, okay, don't talk to me. I will forget whatever you say. I just want to reach out Chinese. Or, okay, they are, I hate them. They are terrorists. I don't want to deal with these Muslims. But said, God said, bring them back. Bring them back. So I put this word EX, evangelism execution. It means every Christian proactively, confidently shares the gospel with Muslim now. So I think some people are very scared to talk to Muslims because they are challenged our faith, right? When I was in Manchester, two Muslims, uni students, came to me. He said, do you believe Jesus is God? Do you believe? If you say yes, they will say, did Jesus say, I am God in the Bible? Did Jesus say, I am God? Exactly this word, I am God in the Bible? No. So why you believe Jesus is God? So I teach you how to do this. Don't say yes. Don't say yes. Whenever they ask you, do you believe Jesus is God? You say, Matthew 12:8, Jesus, the law of Sabbath, John 10:30, I am Father of one. John 8:58, before Abraham was born, I am. What do you think? Who is Jesus? You know these two boys, two young men in Manchester. In their hearts, their lips want to say he's God. So they didn't. And then they said, okay, your Bible is corrupted. No, why? Why the Bible is corrupted? Are you a Muslim? Are you a Muslim? Why you believe the Bible is corrupted? Even your prophet, your book confirmed the Bible is not corrupted. And then they were surprised. Where? I say, turn to Surah 10:94. Turn to Surah 6, 114, 115. And then they just pick up their phone and search. Because it's not Bible, it's just their book. So then I tune down a little bit and then share my story. And then at the end, I pray for them. So this is not that difficult to share the gospel with Muslims. So we are doing this in Hong Kong from 2018. I put a banner on the street next to the Islamic, they call it Dawah. Dawah means mission. Islamic mission team. I say, Isa, their Jesus, didn't die on the cross, but Yeshua did. Yeshua is the Arabic word for Jesus and for you. So the leader came to me and took picture. And he found out my website, my organization, Horizon International. So he put my picture, the website, and then in his Facebook open group, 50,000 followers. They are all devoted Muslims with these turbans and around. And then he said, may Allah address this man. So I remember that night. I kneel down and pray. I'm not afraid, but how about my family, my team in Hong Kong? So what should I do, God? I pray. And then God said, this is very interesting. The first time, I think the only time, God said, don't pray now. Get up. You know how many Muslims clicking the link to your website. So what should you do? Okay, I know. Okay. And then I know, okay, I get up. I wrote my testimony on the website of my website, a letter to Muslims. So they click in and then they couldn't read Chinese, but they could read English. So they can read my story. So they finally delete the post. Delete the post. So as I say, you don't be afraid. Yeah. The ultimate cost to reaching out Muslim is what? You will be killed, right? But you are moved to heaven. So don't worry, right? You will die, even if you are not sharing gospel with Muslims. Okay? And then, we are doing this not only street, and also we have a home visit, and we also some tutation. We are teaching Chinese and mathematics. So they are open to hear the gospel, and now these 4 or 5 years, we have more than 100 Muslim follow Jesus. And this year, 28, because yesterday, just a Muslim came to Christ by our teams around. Every day, they are reaching out. Some people going to the streets, some people going to the house visit, and also going to the university's campuses. So we want to reach out at most as we can. So also we did some training in Manchester. I see many Chinese moving there, and they have nothing to do. So that's the problem. I went there last year. I say, get out, share gospel with Muslims. So we are doing the outreach. And these the two boys, uni students, came to me and challenged me if Jesus is God. Okay, and then this year we went to Australia. So we have many people we can, Muslim area, and then some people from Afghanistan as well. So we are also share Jesus and encourage those Chinese come out to share gospel with Muslims. They are so afraid to do this, but I say, don't be afraid. This is Australia. This is Manchester, UK. You can do it. So I do it with them so they can do every week. They are reaching out. So now I'm preaching here, and then they are doing this afternoon in Hong Kong and Manchester, and also in Sydney, they are reaching out Muslims. So finally, God said, if you stay, you will see my glory. So what happened? We met this woman, Shai. I cannot give you the real name, Shai. And then we start to share the gospel with her. And then all over these years, all the miracles, I cannot share in 5 minutes. But she became a Christian. And then just this year, we baptized her. And she said to us, before I was in the darkness, now I see the freedom. I see the freedom. And then she shared her testimony with her mother. Her mother cried and cried and cut off with her. And she was upset, Shai was upset, but she decided to follow Jesus no matter what happened to her. It was very difficult for a Muslim. But because she see the glory of God, the freedom in Jesus, the light of the world, wow, this is what they can give up everything. Must, mandate, a command, not an option. Urgency, people are perishing, going to internal fire, separate from God. This is urgency for your people, for your parents, friends, Muslims around here in Hong Kong, in the world. Search for the unreached. Some people haven't heard the gospel. Many people. Today, not tomorrow. Today, take action. You are targeted by Muslim outreach team. But that's good. You can reach out to them. Because God loves them. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also. Because the must of Jesus, the salvation has been finished. Because the must of those pioneer missionaries to China, we have heard the gospel. Because your Christian friends, your parents, consider it is a must to share gospel to you. You are here, right? What is your must in your life? Have you said Jesus must as your must in your life? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for your command. Thank you for your must that I am safe here. I am not condemned. Lord Jesus, help me. Set your must be my must. Sharing gospel with other people around me and all over the world, especially the Muslims. Help me have confidence in you, in your salvation, in your promises. For those 2 billion Muslims, 80% haven't heard the gospel. Send me, put me there in their communities, in their circles, that I may witness your name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.